All right. So, if you were here last week, alam mo naman, napakagandang message na diniliver ni Larizzi at Reshen. And kung hindi mo nakuha yung message, go to christian.com.ph and download. Kasi napakahalaga ang message about flushing out fears. Napaka-toxic ang fear sa buhay natin. Iba-ibang uri na fears, but God wants us to detox. Detox from the fears in our lives because they will keep us from receiving God's very best. Ang today, ang papag-usapan natin is about desires. Everybody say, desire. Pananabik. Have you ever wanted something na talagang may strong desire? Have you ever been scrolling and biglang nakita mo ng something na gusto mo sa Shopee tapos add to cart kaagad? Impulse buying kasi nakita mo at ginusto mo. Or probably you would say, wow, I want something. I want something that is delicious to eat. Gusto ko mapuntahan sa isang place na, where do you want to go? Baguio. Oh, gusto mong pumunta sa Vietnam o sa Bahay. So, there's a lot of things that we want. We want to go places, do things, experience things. We want to buy things. Puro ganun. Araw-araw, lumalabas sa bibig natin or probably yung whisper ng ating puso. Gusto ko yan. Pag makita ka, ay, sana all. Gusto ko na may pang forever din. Yung gusto ko, yung may ganun na relationship. Gusto kong ganun bahay. Gusto kong ganun cellphone. Marami tayong ginugustuhan, di ba? Marami. Well, today, we're gonna talk about desires. And it's true, lahat tayo may desires. Ang tanong lang is, ano ang desire mo? Maging real tayo ngayon, okay? Maging real. Ano ba ang condition? Or ano ba ang hilig ng puso mo? Gawa tayo ng soul checkup. And let's see where our heart is aiming for. Saan nakatutok ang iyong mga pagnanais? Some word is like longing. I'm longing for that. I yearn for that. Gustong gusto. I need that. A desire is very important because ang ating mga desires affects decisions that we make. At ang mga decisions naman affects our destiny. Kung saan ka makakarating, kung saan pupunta ang buhay mo. So, balikan natin, you have to analyze where are your desires because they will bring you to a future. Like it or not, that's what will happen. Now, Matthew chapter 6:33, siguro kabisado tayo sa verse nito, seek first, sabi ni Jesus, seek first, underline yung words na yan. Seek first the kingdom of God and yung right relationship sa kanya, that's righteousness, and everything else He will give to you. Kung anong kinakailangan mo sa buhay mo, He will give you what you need. So pag sinabing seek first, it's not like seeking na I'm looking for my keys. Hindi yung parang asan yung kingdom of God, I'm gonna seek for it and find. Hindi sa ganon. The word seek dito sa Biblia is a desire. It's yung thirst mo. It's the thing that you are hoping will save you. Make you whole and complete. Di po ba? So pag sinabing seek first, ang ibig sabihin, desire the most. Yan ang kahulugan doon, is desiring most the kingdom of God. So when you seek, it means you are craving the kingdom things. Hindi yung pang lupa lang. You're craving the things in God's kingdom. God's, yung pang lupa, pang langit. When you are seeking something, you are longing for and hoping for that. How many of you are seeking God's kingdom higit sa lahat ng iba pang priorities sa buhay mo? Kasi pwede rin, nag-church ka, pwede rin nagdadasal tayo pag pagbibiyahe, pwede rin tayong maniwala at pwede rin tayong mag-aral na maraming kaalaman patungkol sa Diyos. Pero iba talaga pag nagsisik ka. When you seek first, it means you desire most. It's the thing you need, which you believe nakakapag-satisfy ng pagkatao mo. In fact, it was the first commandment, the greatest commandment, sabi ng Diyos, the greatest commandment is to love, desire to love God ng buong puso, all the time. And 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17, sabi ng Bible, do not love, do not desire the things of the world. Pananabik sa physical. Yung nagbibigay ng physical na kasiyahan. Pananabik sa lahat ng nakikita natin. Pagmalaki sa ating mga nagawa at pag-aari. The world, yung mga bagay-bagay sa panglupa, and all of those desires, they will pass away. But whoever does the will of God, the pag-word will is another word for the desires. Whoever is nakikiayon sa desires ng Diyos will live forever. Ibig sabihin, yung lust, and the ibang version says the lust of the flesh. Ibig sabihin, yung pang-satisfy sa pleasures ng physical, yung lust of the eyes, yung pag-aakit ng mga bagay-bagay na nakikita mo, and the pride of life. These things are different, contra, panglaban sa God-given desires. O kaya yung sa 1 John 2, the love of the Father. Kung ang desire mo is yung mga bagay sa panglupa lang, then it means to say, hindi ka na overtaken, hindi ka na consumed by the love of the Father, which is permanent. Because the things or the desires, the lust of this world are passing away. Di po ba? It's passing away. Temporary lang. Hindi tatagal. I remember way back in the early 90s, ha? 1993, lumabas ito, wala pang iPhone, wala pang mga ganon. But there was still the company already, bago yung company, Apple. So the Apple company, meron silang bagong produkto na nilabas sa 1993. 1994, nakita ko ito sa market. It's called the Apple Newton. You've probably never heard of it because hindi siya nag-click sa market. Palpak yan, hindi nagtagal. Pero ito, nung lumabas yan, akala ko ito ang magiging wave of the future. Ito ang magiging sa kamay ng lahat ng tao sa buong mundo. And I saw the Apple Newton. Mayroon siyang pencil na pwedeng magsulat-sulat dyan, tapos ma-save doon yung contacts mo, lahat ng telephone numbers, notes. It can do mga spreadsheet. Marami dyan magagawa. I think there's even an add-on na pwede ka mag-print. So wala pang internet na wireless, pero meron silang pang-connect doon ng telephone cable. So, as in, na-attract talaga ako. Because I was like into the high-tech that time. Ito, toys for the big boys. Ito yung gadgets, no? So, sino sa inyo mahilig sa gadgets, no? Naka-attract, no? Dumadaan sa mga ganon na stores. Ang ganda mag-window shopping doon. And I was attracted dito sa Apple Newton. Ganda. Parang na, somehow, nahulog ang loob ko sa gadget na ito. And I bought one. Oh, it was so expensive. It cost over 75,000 pesos. That's a lot of money in 1994. Pero binili ko kasi akala ko ito ang kailangan ko. I thought, I was convincing myself, I need this. Ito, pag nasa akin ito, magiging mas effective ako. Mas productive ang aking workflow. Pero actually, I just wanted it. Sa katunayan, I wanted it. I was lusting for it. And I bought it. Hindi nagtagal. About 6 months later, nalaman ng lahat na wala na, discontinued, at hindi na matutuloy yung ganon na klaseng product line. That's why hindi nag-click sa market. And here I am stuck with a very expensive item and nobody wants to buy it, lalo na sa ganun na price. Akala ko, gusto ko yan. Pero mali pala yung aking pagnanais sa gadget na yan. Mali siya. Sayang ang pera. E nung bago pa kami ni Bambi na kasal, and siyempre pumunta kami sa US, nakita, we're driving around sa town ng US, and nakita ni Bambi na napakalaking billboard ng McDo. And meron doon naka-displayed sa napakalaking billboard yung iced coffee. Eh si Bambi, hindi naman coffee drinker. You know, pwede siyang milk, she likes milk, water, ganon. Hindi naman sa soft drinks, no coffee. Pero nung nakita niya sa billboard, di ba, parang ang ganda, ang sarap, kala niya siguro chocolate, ang flavor niya. So sabi niya, I want one. Bili mo ako ng ang iced coffee. Sabi ko, Bambi, I don't think you will like it. I don't think that's for you. Sabi niya, no, no, I like it. It's coffee. You don't drink coffee. Hindi bagay sa'yo ang coffee. No, I want it. I want it. Pinipilit niya. She wants that coffee, iced coffee. Okay. So, pasok kami sa drive-thru. Binili ko siya ng iced coffee. The first taste, ayoko na to. The first taste, ayaw niya. Ang pangit ng lasa, parang pait. Ayaw niya. Pero before that, she is so positive. Sigurado siya na, I want that, I want that. Minsan, mali talaga ang ating mga desires. Sino sa inyo nakaka-relate? Ginusto mo ng isang bagay na, sa totoo lang, pagkatapos ng ilang sandali, alam mo naman na, inaamin mo na, hindi pala ito ang hinahanap ko. Hindi ko talaga gustong na ganun. But I want you to read the Bible with me. Let's read the Bible together. I like reading the scriptures. Sabay-sabay. Walang tulog-tulog dito. We're going to read the Word of God. Amen. Let's read the Word of God together. And this, all of these Bible verses na kinumpile ko is about the desire na nais ng Diyos na meron tayo. Para sa Kanya, para sa right desire. Let's read Psalms 27:4. The one thing I ask of the Lord. Ito yung request, no? The thing I seek. Andiyan yung word seek again. Remember, seek first the kingdom of... The one thing I seek most. Seek first. Seek. He gets a lot. Is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections. Na mamaya, balikan natin yung word delighting. So, pakibilogin na yung word na yan, delighting. Psalms 42, verse 1 and 2. Kagaya ng usa na nananabik sa mga... Come on, read it with me. Kagaya ng usa na nananabik sa mga agos ng tubig, ganun din ako nananabik sa iyo, O Diyos. Uhaw na uhaw ako sa Diyos. Sabi niya, yung kaluluwa ko is thirsting for God. Like a deer needs water. I need you, God. Hindi ito optional. I need God in my life. I cannot, nothing else will quench my longing, yung aking yearnings. I need God. And then over in chapter 63 of Psalms, verse 1, 5, and 6, let's read it. He says, I earnestly search for you. Again, seeking. He doesn't look for his keys. He's searching. Ibig sabihin, he's desiring. He's not looking, where's God? He says, I'm searching. I desire you, God. I search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body longs. Come on, move your lips. Longs for you. You satisfy me more than the richest feasts. I lie awake thinking of you, meditating on you through the night. I cling to your strong right hand that holds me securely. Psalms 26, verse 8. O Lord, I love the house where you dwell, the place where your glory resides. See, all of this. And then here's another one that we'll focus on today. Psalms 37, verse 4. Ang ganda nito. Listen, read it together. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Ganda. Siguro narinig mo yan. Kasi parang ang ganda. Ang dating pa lang, parang, ayun ang hinahanap ko, Bible verse. Ibig sabihin, ipibigay ng Diyos sa akin kung anong gusto ko. Wrong! Hindi po yan ang ibig sabihin ng verse na ito. That God will just give you whatever you want. As a reward for, you know, you delight for Him. No. The word delight, this past week, I did a deep dive to really study. Ano ba tong word delight? Kasi nakikita mo sa Bible many times, andun yung word delight or delighting. The word delight sa Hebrew, ay hango sa Hebrew na the word agon. Agon, and it means that which you run to, that which you hope will save you or fill up and make you whole. Okay, but here's the agon definition sa Greek, sa Hebrew. It means to make pliable. That which is soft, malambot. O kaya, madaling hubugin. That which ay mapag-ayon. It's something na masasabi mo like butter. Diba sa margarine? Kapag galing sa ref, matigas pa. Ang hirap na ispread sa tinapay. Pero pag ito ay naging delightful, the word, another translation for delight is to be delicate, tender. So pag na-tenderize yung butter dahil na left out ng ilang oras, nagiging magaan mag-spread sa butter, sa bread. Diba? It became easy to reshape, easy to change, easy to move and adjust. So the word delight sa Biblia means the delicate, we could say tender-hearted, the pliable, which means madaling hubugin, that pusong bukas sa Diyos na nagsasabing, Lord, I humble, I soften. Alam mo yung something na sa sobrang tuwa ka, sa sobrang hanga-hanga ako doon, na my heart melts like butter. Hindi na ako magpapatigas ng puso. My heart is like soft, and that's the delighting in the Lord. You are so soft and adjustable to God that you're willing to receive the adjustments of the Lord. Are you soft like butter to the Lord's will? Are you pliable? Ibig sabihin, madaling i-shape, i-reform ang contents ng heart mo. That is what it means to delight in the Lord. You position yourself humbly before God and say, Lord, I receive gladly kung anong nais mong gawin sa aking buhay. I'm adjustable for you. Do what you will. Do what you want. Pagka ganyan, once na malambot at madaling mahubog ang buhay mo, ang puso mo sa Kanya, then God will gift you. Everybody say gift, regalo. Iririgalo ka ng Lord sa'yo ng upgraded, you like upgraded cell phones, you like upgraded the hotel room, you like something. God will gift you upgraded desires. Listen, read the verse again. Psalms 37:4. Delight yourself, that's your part, in the Lord, and He will give you, hindi sinabi niya, He will give you what you want. It says He will give you desires for your heart. He will give you a new, improved, upgraded batch ng mga nagnanais na ayon sa kanyang kalooban. So, it's very important na mag-gets natin ito. Hindi ako ang magsasabi na, etong gusto ko, Lord, ikaw ang masunod, ikaw ang masumunod sa aking. You know, when I first became a Christian, I was barely 16. And honestly, hindi ako tumanggap kay Jesus dahil mahal ko siya. I'm just being honest. Hindi ko mahal si Jesus. At wala kong desire na pumunta sa langit. Ang ayaw ko lang is mapunta sa impyerno. At alam ko na ang way na parang hindi ako mapupunta sa impyerno is tanggapin si Jesus bilang tagapagligtas, bilang tagapaghugas ng aking kasamaan, mga kasalanan. So, just being honest, nung tinanggap ko si Jesus, I just want to be saved. I just want to be rescued. But wala sa heart ko yung love para kay Lord. Wala sa bala ko na sumunod sa lahat ng gusto niya para sa buhay ko. In fact, ang idea ko is, now that I'm a Christian, ligtas na ako, anything happens, papunta ako sa langit. Now, Lord, ito yung gusto ko. Kasi marami akong pangarap. Gusto kong pumunta sa, kasi yung mga 16-year-olds na katulad ko, hindi naman sila lahat na the same sa akin. Yung mga ibang classmates ko is more on sports. Girls, beer, yung mga ganun gusto nilang trip. Sa akin, business. Gusto kong kumita ng maraming pera. So, ang orientation ko is, I want to earn money, I want to travel, I want to be independent financially, I want to have more business. Ganun na ang direction ng buhay ko. And I was saying, Lord, you bless me sa aking buhay. Itong gusto kong gawin. Bless me. Help me be successful. Yan ang akala ko na ako ang mag-uutos sa kanya. And that's not the way it works. Now, at first, I was very thankful to God that my sins were forgiven. Kaya talagang tuwang-tuwa ako. But after some months and after a couple of years, alam mo nangyari sa puso ko? Parang hindi naging soft eh. I could honestly say, I didn't really want worship. I didn't really want to share the gospel sa mga kaklase ko, sa mga friends ko. I don't want to do the things that God wants me to do. Gusto kong gawin yung gusto ko. And I was not delighting, I was not moldable sa kanyang mga kamay. I want Him to adjust His will to do what I want. And when I realized how far I had strayed, kasi I realized, my heart has gone far away from the Lord. Parang ginagamit ko lang siya. And you cannot do that with God. Tama? So I realized na my heart doesn't want the right things. Parang it's like bumili ako ng gadget, and then I realized, bogus ito. Itong gusto ko is mali. Masasayang lang pera. That's how I felt sa aking direction ng buhay ko. Sabi ko, this is wrong. He is the Lord, not me. I need to follow His will. But I didn't want it. Pero ito ang naging prayer ko. Sabi ko, Lord, honestly, I don't want what you want. I want what I want. Pero alam ko, tama ang sumusunod sa kalooban mo. Sana ako din may ganun na puso na sumunod sa will mo. Pero wala akong ganun na puso. Sabi ko, Lord, I want to want what you want. Let me say it again. I want to want. Gusto kong naisin kung ano ang nais ng Diyos. Kung anong kalooban ng Diyos. Even if, sino sa inyo nakaka-relate sa kwento ko? Have you ever realized na minsan parang walang feel. Maraming preaching dyan, sinasabi na ito gagawin natin, ito. Pero parang walang effect sa akin kasi mayroon akong gustong gawin eh. Na-stuck doon sa aking personal selfish will, selfish na direction ng buhay ko. Maybe you have a relationship na alam mo hindi will ni God. Ayaw mong i-give up. And you're just being honest. Nagsasabi na, I'm sorry, I don't want na isuko ng kasalanan nito. Nag-enjoy ako dito. I don't want to give it up. Or maybe you say, you know, itong tithe, I know that's the right and giving God first place sa aking mga finances. Pero, Lord, di ko feel. I need that money for me. Pwedeng ikaw magbigay sa akin kaysa ako magbigay sa iyo? Mga ganun ba? Have you ever felt that I just don't want God's will, but Lord, help me to want what you want. Are you there? And you know, the Lord will answer that prayer. The Lord will definitely answer that prayer. Ang mga nais niya, magbibigay siya sa puso mo ng parang buto na pag siyang tumubo yan, uugat yan. Mag-uugat sa puso mo. And His will, kalooban niya, will begin to shape your desires. And it will begin to grow more and more katulad ng kanyang will. So here's what I want to leave you with. Napakahalaga ito. Lagi kong sinasabi na ang relationship natin sa Diyos ay partnership. Diba? May part ka, may part si God. Now, yung pagmamahal niya, pwedeng one way yun. Hindi kailangan ng approval mo for God to love you. You have to approve if you receive it. Pero the love of God, His grace, His forgiveness, one-way street yan. But that doesn't mean you have relationship with Him. That shows that ang Diyos ay pag-ibig, but it doesn't make a relationship until there's a partnership. Okay, say it this way. Relationship requires partnership. Okay, so in my part is to delight myself sa kanya. Diba? Na-define na natin kanina. Yung, what does it mean to delight? Na maging soft and moldable sa kanya. God's part is to provide the desires. Hello. One more time. What's my part? My part is to delight myself. To choose to be shapeable. His part is to provide the desires. Yan ang pangako niya. He will provide or He will give you desires. Anong ibibigay niya sa'yo? Desires. Anong bibigay niya sa'yo? Desires. It doesn't say He'll give you what you want. It says He'll give you desires para sa iyong puso. So, ito ang napakagandang balita, mga kapatid, that whatever God demands, God also supplies. Kung ang demand ng Diyos is, thou shalt, wow, ito, parang commandment na yun eh. Thou shalt love the Lord with all of your heart, all of the time. Laki ng demand na yun eh. I mean, I've tried and I couldn't do it. Thousands, millions of people, everybody in the world has tried and no one loved the Lord with all of their heart, all of that, all of the time. Only one, ginawa niya, si Jesus. But that's a very, very difficult command. And yet, what God demands, He supplies. Kaya binigay niya si Jesus bilang proxy natin na namuhay 33 years on this earth, loving the Father with all of His heart, obeying the Father all of the time. Di po ba? You know, that was Jesus. And He was doing that for us. Because we could not do it. He was obeying and fulfilling the law. Tinupad niya ang lahat ng mga utos ng Diyos, ang lahat ng requirements, ang lahat ng demands. God supplied what He demanded through Jesus. So even itong demand to delight myself sa Panginoon, siya mismo ang magsusupply ng desires na yan. Siya mismo ang magsusupply ng condition of a heart that will make you want to be open sa Kanya. It will make you want to seek Him. He will reprogram ang puso mo to give you, well, let's look at it from the scriptures. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. Are you there? Ito ang pangako patungkol sa future covenant. Okay, alam mo yung covenant. The old covenant, may mga batas, may mga rules, utos na 600 plus. And alam mo yung mga maliliit na komandoan, parang maliit na bagay, papatayin ka because you broke the law. Ang napaka-strict, but this was the standard of God. Showing that God is not a compromising person that you can just order Him to do what you want. God is the King and He has a high standard of perfection. See? So that's the old covenant. Showing that no one can obey Him fully. But there was a promise for the new covenant. And it was here in Ezekiel 36:26. And isa sa mga benefits ng bagong tipan or the new nakasunduan between God and, not us, between God and Jesus the Son. It has this promise that I will give you, kung sinong nasa covenant, I will give you a new heart. Wow, that sounds good. Because honestly, my old heart was not pure. Sino nakaka-relate doon? My old heart was not obedient. The old heart was rebellious, prideful, lustful, selfish, envious, greedy. Pero ito ang napakagandang balita. Sabi ng Diyos, I will give you a new one. I will not just patch up and, you know, scotch tape the old one. I'll give you a brand new one. He says, let's finish this. I'll give you a new heart with new and right, new and right desires. And I will put a new spirit within you. Mga kapatid, it's from the inside out. Hindi niya sinabi niya, tutulungin kita na maging religious. Tutulungin kita na maging prayerful and worship with a good voice. No, walang ganun. It's from the inside out. I'll put a new spirit on your inside. Yung pinakamakina ng buhay mo. And He says, I will take out your stony heart of sin. Papalitin ko yan. I'll give you a new heart of love. Sa Tagalog, I like it the way it says in Tagalog, bibigyan ko kayo ng isang bagong puso at bagong isipan. Kukunin ko ang puso ninyong pasaway at papalitan ng masanuring puso. Puso mong pasaway. Sabi ng Diyos, papalitan ko yan. And I'll give you a new one. And it will be completely different than the old one. Now, the Bible talks about in Romans 12, the metamorphosis. Greek word ito, meta. Ginagamit ito sa science class. Meta means change. Morphosis means another breed. Diba? Parang yung metamorphosis ng caterpillar na maging paru-paro. What happened? Yung caterpillar is one different species. Gumagapang sa dahon, minsan sa putik, at kumakain ng kung ano nandiyan lang sa harapan niya. Wala siya masyadong vision, hindi siya nakakapag-travel na masyadong malayo, nandiyan lang sa harapan niya. Kung ano yung alok sa kanya, kung ano nandiyan sa malapit sa kanya, kinakain niya. Malinis man o marumi, yan ang kinakain ng uod or caterpillar. But when this caterpillar undergoes a, what we call a new birth. In Christian world, it's called a new birth. He becomes born anew. as a new species. It's not an upgraded caterpillar. It's a totally different kind of species. The butterfly. And pag na-undergo na yung metamorphosis at maging paru-paru na siya, iba na ang kanyang diet. Di ba? Hindi na siya bumabalik sa dati niyang pwede, pero hindi naman hinahanap si butterfly ang dati niyang diet ng mga dahon. Na-upgrade na yung kanyang nananais, di ba? He wants to eat yung beautiful and the delicious sweet nectar of the flowers. Napakalayo ang kanyang desires. The appetite of the new creation is totally different than what made him fulfilled before. What does it say in 2 Corinthians 5:17? If you're in Christ, nakipag-isa ka kay Christ, ano mangyayari sa iyo? You become isang bagong nilalang. Mawawala ang dating pagkatao mo, dating appetites mo, yung mga dating hilig mo, ma-fade out yan. Siya'y bago na. And that's what happens. You know, our life, if we are pliable sa Diyos, we become like the potter clay. Tingnan mo sa video nito. Yung kikita mo yung clay, that it's like the clay delights in the hands of the potter. So, his delight, the clay delights. Anong ibig sabihin delight? It means tender. Madaling hubugin, right? Very easy. With just the touch of the hand, magbabago ang buong shape niya. Mag-a-adjust siya sa kalooban o sa nais ng potter. See that? And the clay is not doing the work himself. The magic is not happening sa kanyang sarili. Ang clay, hindi nagma-manufacture ng mga bowls or mga cups. It's the hand of the master that makes it happen. Are you following me? That's good news. That you don't have to fix up your own life. You just have to delight yourself in the Lord and sit there to receive this with submission, the handiwork. Sabi niyo sa Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10, we are God's masterpiece. We're like the handiwork of His hand on you. Siya na magpo-form ng bagong desires. That's His promise. He will give you new desires para sa iyong puso, para sa iyong bagong buhay. And here's another verse. I hope you memorize this one. Dapat nasa memory natin ito. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Now, what does this say? Philippians 2:13. That it is God working in you, giving. That's a gift, right? Giving. Doesn't say selling, trading, exchanging. It says God is working in you, giving you what? Sabi ko nga eh, giving you what? Is it giving you whatever you want? No. He's giving you upgraded set of desires. He's giving you the desire to do what pleases Him. He get done. Or more than that, He's giving you the ability to do it. Not only the desire, para ganado ka, para... Kasi, listen, friends. Sa huli, we will always do what we want to do. If you're a teenager, you're gonna do whatever you want to do. Kahit anong sabihin ng parents, kahit anong sabihin ng teacher mo, you will do... Siguro, gagawin mong manipulative, gagawin mong para hindi ka lang mabagsak sa grade or maging in trouble sa parents. But you will always, if you have the choice, gagawin mo kung anong gusto mo. If you're working at a company and ayaw mo mag-work, gusto mong umupo o gusto mong kumain o matulog, Pero hindi mo gagawin yun kung andiyan yung boss. So there's a threat or a pressure or a, what we call a coercion, you know, may consequence. Kaya siguro gagawin mo na yung gusto nila pag andiyan lang sila. Pero pag wala sila, babalik at babalik ka parang gravity. Babalik at babalik ka sa gusto mong gawin. Even sa ating pagsunod kay Lord, kung ayaw magbasa ng Bible, kung ayaw mo mag-devotional, you might do it habang nandito ka sa Sunday service, pero after that, hindi mo gagawin. You might do it when someone check you and follow up you, pero kung hindi mo talaga, kung wala sa puso, hindi mo masusustain yan. Di ba? Magsasawa ka at babalik ka sa kung anong gusto mong gawin. Netflix, binge-watching, mga series, or the TikTok. You will always end up doing, always, everybody will always end up doing what you want to do. You might be forced or pressured, guilt trip or whatever, binayaran to do something na ayaw mong gawin, but you'll do it because of other reasons. Pero pag wala na yung mga reasons na yan, you will go to what you want to do. Di po ba? Am I telling the truth about it? So, how can we serve God? How can we do what's right? There's only one answer. The desires have to change. You're not going to change the expectations and the will of God. The only thing that has to change is what you want. And doon ako nahirapan, di ba? Sabi ko, as a young Christian, I don't want it. I'm struggling because I know what's right, but hindi yan ang gusto ko. Even Paul, in Romans chapter 7, meron siyang dilemma. Sabi niya, alam ko yung dapat gawin, pero parang ayoko. Ginagawa ko yung kasalanan, which ayoko sanang gawin, pero yun ang ginagawa ko. Pabalik-balik daw siya sa kasalanan na ayaw niyang gawin. At hindi niya kayang masusustain yung dapat gawin. Because hindi pa nagbago, hindi pa siya nag-transform to get the new desires, the new heart. And so it says, God will give you, it doesn't say He worked. Now here's the thing, let's get really practical, no? Tutulungan, I want this to help you. If the Bible says, God is working, is that past tense? Ano yun? Present. It's actually, the correct grammar term is present participle. I mean, it's present and ongoing. Okay, God is working. It's something He's continually doing. Di pa tapos. He's working. Where is He working? In you. Anong ginagawa niya? Giving you. Anong binibigay? Desires. For your heart. And He's also giving you ability. Nakasama dun sa desires, He's giving you the power to do what you cannot do on your own. Kung hindi in-empower ka ni God, you cannot love your enemy. It's impossible unless He gave you the desire to love the enemy. Because you will not love your enemy kung ayaw mo. He will give you the desire to make apology to your spouse or to your children. And not only the desire, He will empower you and give you the grace and the strength. And He will give you even the humility. You have to choose, but God is working, giving you. Every day He's giving you fresh desires. His mercies are new every morning. Now, I know, kasi you might be thinking, Tim, sabi mo, ang demand ng Diyos sa akin is right desires. Pero wala akong right desire. Sabi mo, ibibigay niya sa akin ang mga tamang desires. Pero bakit hanggang ngayon, wala pa rin halos effect? Bakit nandun pa rin yung mga maling desire? Yung mga lusts, yung mga wrong cravings na alam ko, kasalanan yun. Pero bakit sabi mo, ibibigay ng desires to do right, desire for holiness, desire for generosity, desire for humility, to be patient, etc. Because listen carefully. Hindi liar si God, ha? Pag sinabi niya, He's giving you the right desires, matik yun, truthful yan. Di siya liar eh. He's giving you the desires. Bakit it seems like wala? Kasi parang hindi mo feel. Because, listen, here's the reason why. God is not the only one na nag-aalok sa'yo. He's not the only one giving desires. There's an enemy called the devil na he's also planting wrong desires in our life. Nag-aalok din siya ng mga dating kinakain. Parang yung paru-paro nakakita ng maruming dahon, andun pa rin yung option. He still has a choice. Sa totoo lang, kahit na ngayon, 2024, balik din tayo sa Garden of Eden. Meron pa rin dalawang trees. And you have a choice. You're gonna take from the tree of life na ibinigay ng Diyos at ipinakaloob sa iyong garden? Or will you take the offers of the enemy who is making it look good, making these desires, he's giving you another desire. Kaya pala, hindi mo feel yung bagong desires na sinasabi ko. That could be one reason. The other reason could be na hindi pa talaga na born again ka. Hindi ka talaga na transform. Pwede rin yun. Which, hindi mo kailangan lumabas dito na ganun ang status mo. Because sa isang sandali, you can be born again and receive a new life. Sa isang pagpapasya, you can say, Lord, transform me into who you want me to be. Lord, I admit my heart's desires are wrong. I don't want what you want. But, pwede ba? I want to want what you want. Malinaw po ba? And yes, there's a process. Getting the new desires established and flowing, active in your life, there's a process. Tuwing nag-choose ka ng to feast and to eat on the new desires, that new desire becomes more of your nature. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Chapter 1, verse 4, or chapter 4, verse 1. I think it's chapter 1, verse 4. 1 Peter 1, verse 4 says that we have become partakers of His divine nature. The more you partake, ibig sabihin, the more na you embrace the right desires, what happens? You become more established in your identity. It doesn't mean your identity changes, but you become more believing that this is my diet. Or in the words of our song kanina, you would say, this is my desire to honor you. Lord, with all of my heart, I worship you. All that is within me wants to give you praise. And how does that become your norm? Your new, because you embrace, by choice and by faith, you embrace the new desires na binigay ng Diyos sa'yo. But remember, the devil gives you also wrong desires, and you can choose to embrace those, which will make it more difficult the next time. Tuwing na kumain ka sa fruit of the tree of knowledge or yung alok ng mundo, the more nagiging difficult because parang masasanay ang lasa mo. Listen, what you partake of, what you feed, listen, right? You write it down. What you feed grows in you. And what you starve dies. What you starve dies and what you grow. I want you to look at this barren field. Ito, parang imagine bukid. At maraming mga bato, maraming mga legacy na basura. And hindi siya pang farming. But watch the process that happens.
Anong magagawa para sa tigang na lupain? Durugin at araruin. pagtanggal ng bato, hubugin at pantayin.
Imaginin mo, buhay mo to, puso mo to.
Basahin ng husto.
Basahin.
Magtanim ng tamang pananim, panoorin ang himalang pagbabago.
Grabe, na yung dating baog na or yung barren na field became fruitful and green and productive. But in order to realize that, dumaan siya sa isang process. So everybody say process. So there's, and if you have wrong desires, then you ask God to make you want His will. He is and will give you the right desires. And there's a process because kailangan natin ma-detox from the wrong habits. But don't quit the process. Don't quit the process. Alam mo, I'll give you one testimony and then I'm going to ask one of our primaries to wrap it up. Dumating ako sa San Fernando City nang hindi pa city. Town lang. It was 1992 when I moved here. Galing, dati, nasa 1990, nasa Baguio ako. Sa Baguio, malamig. Ang ganda ng apartment ko sa mismong Session Road. At may church na-establish na. So lahat ng mga kausap ko ay mga matured Christian na. So syempre, magaan eh. Puro worship, puro kainan. Alam ni Danny, kasi kasama ko si Danny sa Baguio noon eh. And we would have dangwa, di ba? We call that dangwa nenyas eh. Doon sa bus station, we eat together, we cook. And it was a great fellowship. Magaan, sa totoo lang, ang gaan ng buhay ko sa Baguio. But I knew the will of God was to move to San Fernando. And when I moved to San Fernando, I was a little disappointed because unlike sa Baguio, na lahat ng mga tao doon were very nice to me, very respectful. Sa San Fernando, ang babastos sa akin. Siguro kasi ang pagtingin nila sa akin, tagalabas. Minsan, pinipili ko, sasakay ako sa tricycle, papunta ako sa Katbangin. Sabi, Katbangin, doon sa may, anong street ba yan ni Lolit? Gualberto. Sabi ko, Gualberto Street. Hindi naman, hindi pa ako marunong mag-Tagalog, pero simple lang naman eh, Gualberto. Alam ko niyan. Pinipilit ng mga tricycle drivers na dalhin ako sa mga bar, sa Puro. Paano nakakarinig ng Puro? Sabi ko, Gualberto. E di bakit Puro? Kasi ang pagtingin nila, kahit baliktaran ko ilang beses na ang tingin nila sa akin is tourist. Kaya walang nagbigay ng respect. Walang nagbigay. I'm trying to teach Bible eh. I'm trying to invite people mag-aral tayo ng Bible. Walang nagkikinig. So, nahirapan ako socially. Ang init, pero okay lang sa akin kasi taga Texas naman ako. I like the heat. Pero ang hirap mag-breakthrough. You're alone. No one, you know, so there are things that I don't like. Ayoko ng buhay ko sa San Fernando at first. Gusto ko sa Baguio, okay lang. Pumasok din sa isip ko na sa Texas na lang kasi talagang easier doon. Pero you know, sabi ko, I want, Lord, I don't want na maging missionary dahil yun ang comfortable sa akin. I want what you want. Lord, baguhin mo yung aking appetites. And I really prayed this. I kid you not. I prayed, Lord, help me to love this town. I didn't love the town. I didn't love the people. I didn't love Ilocano. I didn't love the layout. Maraming, I didn't love. But I said, Lord, help me to love. Para hindi maging mahirap ang pang-araw-araw kong mamuhay dito sa town na ito. And you know, hindi nagtagal. Over the months, probably between 6 months up to process yun eh. somewhere between around 6 months up to about 1.5 years, God changed my heart. Binago niya yung aking appetites. And some miracle happened. Just like yung bukid kanina nakita mo, from impossible na walang lalago doon to fruitful and productive. Something happened on the inside of me. God changed me. And I noticed, not in one day bigla, but I noticed after some time, how come ang nasa isip ko, mas mahal ko sa San Fernando kaysa sa Baguio. Before, mas mahal ko si Baguio kaysa sa... Now, bakit? And then after some time more, I became like a fan of San Fernando. To the point na I would... Honestly, I would tell people, San Fernando City is the best city in the Philippines. How can I say that? Because God made me different. And if God did that to me, just for something like how you feel about your city, how much more can God do that and make you fall in love again with your spouse? How much more can God do that and make you fall in love with the job or the cell group where God planted you? How much more can God transform your desires? That before you curse the tithing, you hate every time they may mga ganun na, but now you're excited. God can change you just like He changed me. He can cause you to love prayer. He can cause you not to be thirsty for worship and to want to be, you're hungry for His Word. Na parang kung hindi ka nag-devotional, parang may missing sa buhay mo. God can do this miracle in you. And even if right now, masasabi mo, I don't want that. But you can want to want it.
Amen. Ang timing ng topic, no, what God wants. Mga kapatid, I believe na ang pagpunta mo dito sa harapan, ang pagpunta mo dito sa church ay hindi aksidente. Yung pag-upo mo ngayon at pakikinig mo ng Word of God ay hindi aksidente, dahil ang kalooban ng Diyos is to prosper you, at ang pinaka-importante sa lahat is to He wants to make a relationship with you. Yung authentic relationship, yung real, na kung saan ikaw mismo magiging honest sa status ng heart mo. Naniniwala ako na kapag ang Lord ang gumalaw, nothing is impossible. Na even yung pinakamatigas na puso na meron ka, kayang-kayang palambutin ng Lord as long as naniniwala ka na kaya kanyang baguhin. Mga kapatid, tanggalin na natin yung mga puso na matigas, yung mga puso na nilulumot, puno ng unforgiveness, puno ng mga desires na hindi naman karapat-dapat sa Panginoon. Let it, God, take away yung mga heart na hindi naman nakakapag-honor sa Kanya. And huwag mong hayaan na umalis ka dito na hindi nakakapag-surrender kay Lord. Because I do believe that God will give you something great, will give you a new heart, a new spirit, na kung saan ikaw mismo magiging on fire sa pag-serve, sa pagpuri sa Panginoon. And right now, I encourage everyone to stand up at tayo'y mananalangin. Sabayan niyo ako sa panalangin nito. Panginoon, salamat dahil tinuturuan mo akong nabaguhin ang aking puso. God, take control of my life. Ikaw ang maghari sa buhay ko. I give yung mga desires na ako lang ang nakakaalam. I surrender everything sa iyo, Panginoon. And I receive yung new heart na pinagkaloob mo sa akin ngayon. Magmula ngayon, ikaw na ang maghari sa aking buhay. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Pwede po bang bigyan natin ng masigabong palakpakan ng Panginoon? Wow, thank you Lord, sa new heart. And of course, I do believe na pag-uwi mo sa bahay mo, kakaiba na yung heart na meron ka. Ito ay forgiving at the same time, yung desire ng Lord ang maghahari sa buhay mo. Kaya naman, good job kay Pastor Tim for that Word of God. Yes. worship. Yes, let's sing the song and let's worship God.